Regina. Premier Scott Moe has added his name to a joint letter to President Joe Biden and Prime Minister Justin Trudeau calling for restoration of pre-pandemic hours at land border ports. Temporary service reductions are currently in place at 9 border points, including Estevan, Kerrivale, Northgate, Oungray, Climax, Coronic, Monchy, Regway and West Poplar River. The North Portal border crossing is open 24 hours a day. The letter was signed by Moe, Alberta Premier Jason Kenney, Manitoba Premier Heather Stephenson, as well as Montana Governor Greg Gianforte and North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum. In that letter, the premiers and governors called for immediate restoration of the pre-pandemic hours, citing concern about the economic impact that reduced hours would have on supply chains and trade between Canada and the United States. The letter stated that residents and businesses on both sides of the border have expressed concern that the reduced hours will become permanent. Saskatchewan, Alberta, Manitoba, North Dakota, and Montana are calling on President Biden and Prime Minister Trudeau to immediately restore the pre-pandemic hours of operation at the border to ensure the efficient and steady flow of people and goods between our two nations, Moe stated on social media. The Canada-United States land border ports have been operating at reduced hours, forcing travelers and transporters to drive further distances, resulting in increased distance, fuel and labor costs. Resuming normal operating hours is critical and will not only improve trade activity, but will reduce inflationary pressures on both sides of the border.